world's on fire, our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
So you know what my wife said to me? Well, my wife, right? My sweet little wife. We're having, just before we fell asleep last night, we were doing a little bit of pillow talk, or maybe, I don't know, maybe we're in the car, whatever, wherever we were. And she said, well, you know, I always start out so good in the morning, and then when I listen to your show, I get depressed. That's what my own wife said to me. Get depressed. I said, wait, what do you mean get depressed? She says, well, you just, you know, you just tell everything that's going on. And I said, oh, no, come on, man. We're walking in victory. We're gonna win this. She says, I know. So listen, if you're one of those out there that come here and you get depressed by coming, go do something else. This is not, folks, this is a scouting report of what's going on in the culture. This is an inoculation in truth. It's going to help you walk through all of the landmines that the enemy has put out there. And this show's about victory. This show's not about headaches. It's not about worry. It's not about, if that's what you're getting, man, go. Hey, please go someplace else. Last thing I want to do is ruin your day. I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you in the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. It's the only one we got. Reggie, this is the only day we got. We don't have tomorrow. We don't have yesterday. We got today. No matter what is thrown before us, we're going to be able to walk through it, and we're going to walk through it in victory. But listen, some of you are going to have to get a little tougher in the guts. You're going to have to, suck it up. You're going to have to tighten your belt. You're going to have to earn your meal money, man. We are in a war, and I see it more and more and more and more and more. And again, my greatest frustration, talked about it the last couple of days, is what? Hey, our team's not engaged. Our leadership's not engaged in this war. Before I go too much farther, if you're watching on YouTube, get off. Right now, get off of YouTube. Go to CoachDaveLive.com. We're always streaming live at CoachDaveLive.com. Because if I say the wrong thing about a vaccination, or if I say the wrong thing about a gay pride parade, if I say the wrong thing, YouTube is going to pull me down for the rest of my natural life, okay? So right now, go to if you're watching on YouTube, go to CoachDaveLive.com. All right, right now. Just go. I'm going to give you a second. Go and switch over. CoachDaveLive.com. It's streaming there. It's free. It's there all day. It's there all week. You can watch it over and over and over. Okay? Oh, here we go. Boom. We're off YouTube. See you at CoachDaveLive.com. Got a guest for us. Hang in there. You're going to enjoy it today. I got to do a couple, a little bit of housekeeping here. Professor Toto's this weekend. Revival of the Republic with Professor Toto up in Canton. Yes, I'm going to go. And if you're interested in this Columbus, Ohio area and you want to go with me, get a hold of me. Let me know. $50 to go. It includes a meal. But we're going to do some great networking there. You're not the only one fighting this fight. Many of us are fighting this fight. And Professor Toto is looking forward to us being there. Canton, Ohio Revival. It's going to be Sunday afternoon. From 1 until 6, you say, Coach, what time are you going to leave? Well, I'll give you a heads up on that, but probably in the area, excuse me, like 10:30 or something. I got to check the maps, okay? So love to have you there. And a lot of other great things that are going on. I got to show you this before I get Sabrina in here. Knuckleheads. Knuckleheads, right? They're real knuckleheads. Before I get the knuckleheads in here, I want to show you green info, Spence. That second thing down. Did you guys know this? This all make you feel real good. 21 pathogenic bacteria have been detected on face masks of little kids. 21 pathogenic bacteria. Folks, look at this. This was June 21st. That'd be like 2 days ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those muzzles they've been forcing on us, making our kids wear, huh? Right?
Yeah.
21, at least 21 pathogens. And I still go places. I went to see Ricky yesterday. I'm going to show you a video on that. Good. And You had to wear, somebody explain this to me. We walk into this recovery center where Ricky's staying. You have to wear a mask to go in. They have to take a pent temperature, and as soon as you get a room, you can take your mask off. So, somebody explain that to me, what the science is behind that.
It's slave training, Coach.
Hey, Sabrina, hang on. These folks are in here every day, so we're just like a family. Give me a second. Lay the ground.
Take your time.
All right, dear.
For the show, so take your time.
All right, we'll go. We'll get rolling here in a second. If you could go to my Facebook page, because I got to show this, Spence. I didn't even give it to you, man. I'm sorry. Facebook page. Michelle and I went and saw Ricky Miller yesterday. Got slide on down. You guys got to see this, man. Okay, that's all right. Ricky Miller, you guys all remember Jeff's buddy, Ricky Miller, and how Jeff fought for Ricky Miller. And the doctors literally the doctor said, Ricky, you have, right there it is. Ricky, you have zero time.
Okay, hang on here. We're live.
They told Ricky, they told Jeff, they told Ricky's wife that he will be dead by morning. Ricky has zero chance to live. He's in a Riverside Hospital. I think it's Riverside University, one of them. Zero chance. Zero chance. Tell everybody, call all the family, whatever. He's dead. Ricky's dead. Well, turn the video on here.
First time. I don't have one.
Mount Vernon, right? Ohio.
Where Ricky spent, Ricky, folks, listen.
And Ricky ain't dead.
He got whether it was ever COVID or whatever, he got really, really sick. He got so sick, they transported him to Riverside Hospital and told his wife and Jeff Klein, those who were fighting there and praying with Ricky, that he was literally hours from death. He had zero. Can you guys do that? Can you do a zero?
Oh, there's a demonic hand signal.
Chance of living. Zero.
Masonic.
Like none? Like dead man sitting, what laying, whatever? What happened? Oops.
I hit the wrong button here twice, you know.
Hang on
there,
Mike.
Sitting in a nursing home with a mask off.
Dead man walking. There he is. Huh?
Howdy, folks.
Huh? Look at, folks, you believe that? Now, Ricky spent at least seven weeks in the hospital. Hey, the doctors told him, he told his wife, 0% chance the boy will be dead by morning. Yeah. Right? You ain't dead, are you, Ricky? Tell him what you did today. Still in a nursing home.
I'm far from it.
What'd you do today, Ricky?
I'm still proving people wrong and proving to people that God will work miracles if you simply believe he can.
Amen.
I've walked over 400 feet here. I couldn't even lift my legs much.
In bed. Think about that. Ricky's 72. How old are you, Rick?
I'm 74 years old.
74 years old then. Spent 7 weeks laying in bed. And it's amazing that his body would even work, right?
Yep. People here are just amazed at the fact that I could actually walk 400 feet now. Tomorrow I'm going to walk up a flight of 14 steps, which is just another thing I have to accomplish before I can be
okay, you can pull that back there. Folks, it's just unbelievable. 74 years old, and I want everybody to hear this. Ricky Miller is alive today because of Jeff Klein and Ricky's wife, who went every day to the hospital and wouldn't let them ignore him, made them treat him, even though they knew he was a lost cause. The doctors told him he was a lost cause. They told him when they pulled the trach out, they told everybody there, be prepared. He probably will never breathe. They're going to pull it out. And they said, do you want us to intubate him? Do you want us to, when he can't breathe on his own, do you want us to shove a tube down in there and keep him alive and feed him through a tube? And Rick or Jeff and Vicky said, no, he's going to breathe. He's going to breathe. He's going to breathe. And they, after however many weeks of being on that ventilator or that breathing machine, whatever, they pulled those tubes out and Ricky breathed, folks. Ricky is a walking miracle in modern America. They have no idea why he's alive. So we went and saw him yesterday, brightened our day. God bless you. God bless you. God bless. Hey, do this for me real quick. Let's move on here. Proud of you. Put up the knucklehead sign for me real quick, Jared or Spence. Folks, we got Sabrina Warner is going to join us. I don't do a lot of local guests because, you know, our reach is certainly beyond Ohio even, really. But this couple, Sabrina and Jake Warner, own a
They own several businesses, actually, but one of them in Granville, Ohio, which is hooty-tooty country here in there ain't no place like Granville, Ohio, okay? It is Mr. Hooty-Tooty. But Jake and Sabrina own a little ice cream shop called Knuckleheads, believe it or not. Knuckleheads. And they would, when they walked into, when you walked in to their shop, their little ice cream shop, oh, Spencer's all over it. There's Knuckleheads. Just a little ice cream shop, right? Yeah. And so when you walked into Knuckleheads in Granville, Ohio, the Hooty Tooties didn't like it that Sabrina and Jake had their sign up. Go back to that sign, will you, Spence? They didn't like their sign. Please remove your mask. It's been 445 days. You're still alive. Give a smile and give a hug, Knuckleheads. And they, the village idiots, the village administration went freaking bonkers on the Knuckleheads. Now, here's the exciting part. The more they went after the Knuckleheads, the more the Knuckleheads knuckleheaded it. You know what I'm saying? They did not back down. So I'm going to open up the show here and let you guys meet Sabrina Knucklehead, although her name is really Warner, and her husband, Jake. I don't know if Jake's around, but maybe Jake's walking. They have been at war over the right to not have to wear masks. Come on in, Sabrina. Tell us
what's going on. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you so much to your fan club. I'm not sure what you call them, Coach Dave, but gosh, they are so supportive and so kind. We had a guy from Iowa call us. Did I tell you this story?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh my gosh, I gotta tell you this story. Okay, so we had a guy from Iowa who's a fan of yours. He called our shop a few weeks ago, and my daughter happened to be working, and he gave his card number over the phone for $100, and anyone who was coming in got to have their meal paid for by him.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
He forgot to leave a tip, so he did another $100 and gave the girls each a $10 tip. There was three of them in there.
Oh, you kidding? Had,
I love it. Like, that is so kind. I mean, he called in, so supportive, and the people were so blessed. That is what we're there to do, is just to continue to bless our community. And, you know, I always like to say, Granville does have we have a great town. There are literally just some people in this town that for some reason think that they can control and manipulate people, and we're not going anywhere. You know, we literally are the sons and daughters of Jesus Christ. We're not politicians. We're not going to be beat down by these elites. We're not going to step back by these village managers. We're not going to bow down to the tyranny of Governor DeWine. We're not doing that. We have a constitution for a reason. And I'm so thankful to my husband, because he's the one that pulled out the constitution and said, no, we have a constitution for a reason. And we are going to stand on that. And so we did. We stood up to our town. I think we ended up with six. It was either four or six warning letters. I'd have to go back and check. But we ended up with several warning letters of being shut down. Now, get this. The reason they wanted to shut us down, we were in 100% compliance the whole entire time with the health department. They were really upset because we weren't wearing masks, right? So we never, if you're a business owner, I want to encourage you today, because this will come around again. Do you think, Coach Dave, they're going to try to do this again?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
They're going to try to do this again. This was a warm-up. Actually, Granville is quoted in our paper, our local paper, saying that this is a warm-up. So this is a warm-up. So I want to encourage business owners today. When this comes around again, you must know what your constitutional right is, and you should not be allowing your employees to wear masks. They should not be wearing masks. It's disgusting. I don't know anyone who wants a mask on someone who's preparing their food. That's gross. It goes against our guidelines for the health department. So I just want you to know, when this comes around again, make sure you stand up to your town, because that is how we are going to win, is by standing up.
Okay. So Sabrina, let me go back here in a second. So this whole thing breaks loose, and you guys are, you got your little ice, you got your knuckleheads running, and you know, you're like everybody else. We're all hearing, you know, the deadly thing. You got to wear a mask, 6 foot. what woke you up, Sabrina? Say, wait a minute, something not right here. What woke up?
Okay, so we're in a custody battle right now, which I can't talk a lot about yet because we're so close to being finished with this. And as soon as this custody case is over, I've got a lot more information for you. But we're in a custody battle right now. And back in March, when Governor DeWine made the mandate for us to shut our businesses down, I could not believe what was happening. I couldn't believe that he was telling people they were essential, that they weren't essential. It was like 9/11. You guys, they literally are doing this again. 9/11 was so shocking for us, but many of us were not in New York City, right? Like, so we weren't there. We were just hearing about it on the news and we were grieving and mourning in different ways. But now 2020 hit. We will never forget 2020 either. This is one of the most awakenings for Christians, the awakening for the world. And it's time for us to stop acting like there's nothing going on. There's a whole heck of a lot going on. So Governor DeWine put this mandate out that we were to shut down. Some people were essential and some weren't. Well, currently at that time, we were in a custody battle with someone who literally is highly addicted to meth. And I had to take my two children every Wednesday and every other weekend to this person during the pandemic. And I thought to myself, if this is so deadly, why am I taking my children to this visitation? Why are we going out of our home? And I know exactly what this person is doing on a regular basis because we had her followed, we had to have a private investigator follow her to prove what was going on. That's a whole nother story. Our court systems are a mess. And I'm telling you guys, when I had to drop my children off in a deadly, deadly pandemic, right back in March, when Governor DeWine and Amy Acton were telling us this is so awful, stay home, hunker down, I thought, you guys are jokers. I have to take my children to these visitations because if I don't, I'll be held in contempt of court, which means my husband and I could have gone to court and lost the kids if I don't take these children to visitations. But we're in one of the most deadly times in our entire life. I knew then it was a joke. I knew then that this was absolutely for a bigger, bigger plan. And of course, people in our town thought I was crazy, but every week I had to take my kids and drop them off. So please tell me, if this is so deadly, why was I taking my children to these visitations every week and every other weekend? That's when I knew. So I decided for our town, for our business, I was not making my employees wear masks. I was not wearing masks. There's no way in heck I was putting a mask on my children. And so that's when it started. And that's when we took a stand. And man, did hell break loose.
Tell us about that. Come on, Sabrina. Listen, Sabrina, this is why you're so critical to the fight. All right. Very few, I call them evangelifish. Very few Christians have a backbone, Sabrina. You know that.
Oh,
very
few. I'm telling you, it's so ridiculous. You guys, if you're a Christian on here listening, and maybe you're a friend or a foe, I don't really know. I'm not in this fight to make friends. I love the Lord. I am a Christian first and foremost. And you guys, we will be persecuted. We are being persecuted. And it is biblical, and it is time for us to stop being a wimp. Part of me really gets more annoyed with wimpy Christians and wimpy conservatives than I do for people who are lost, because at least people who are lost, it's like, okay, I can understand why you're behaving that way. But Christians and conservatives, I don't know why you're behaving this way.
Amen.
It literally is time for us to continue to use our constitutional right and also what the word says. The word says that we are more than conquerors. The word says that God has plans to prosper us, not to harm us. The word says that we are to lay hands on the sick and they will be healed. The word says that we are to do more than what Jesus said. And I don't know what Bible people are reading out there, but I can tell you right now, or what teaching they're under. Listen, you guys, if you are under a teaching where your pastor was afraid for you to come into the church, it is time for you to start looking for a new church. Because this is going to get worse. This is a warm-up phase. They know what they can do to us, and it is time for us to battle. I didn't ask for this battle. This is something that was brought to me, and I'm not going to. I think I posted this yesterday. You have two options. You can quit, or you can keep going. And I'm pretty sure, Coach Dave, we're going to keep going.
Okay, so Sabrina, you're one of the few people who has more energy than me. You know that?
So, I'm not even a morning person. Okay. Let's go.
So let's dig into this a little bit. Okay, so you and Jake,
you got to be sitting at the kitchen table and you saying, Jake, I don't want to close. And Jake said, oh, honey, you had to be having those conversations, right? I mean, because this is at least a two-man team here. And Jake saying, oh, you know, the city's going to come after us. The city, county health department, they're all going, now it's going to hurt us. How did that discussion go, Sabrina?
Hey, it's a great question. So my husband actually would have put the dots on the floor. And he would have put, he said, we can make a little teeny sign. And
he's a good man, though. Sabrina, he's a good man. He's not a wimp. Go ahead.
I'm submissive to my husband, and I love him, and he's amazing. He is amazing. But listen, you have to be a team. You said the word. You have to be a team, because sometimes where we are weak, then the other one's strong, right? And Jake, I mean, he's the one that pulled the Constitution out. He's the one that pulled out the order, and he said, no, these are the exemptions. He just, you know, he's not necessarily one who likes conflict either. None of us like conflict. I don't like conflict either, but goodness sakes, I'm a mama bear. You don't freaking mess with my kids. And if you're going to tell me that something is so flipping deadly, then you better stop visitations. I mean, if you're in a custody battle out there, I'm pretty sure you know that, because this is what Governor DeWine said on live TV. He said, because someone asked him, Governor DeWine, what do we do with people who are in custody cases? He said, well, you go ahead and do what's in the best interest of the children. Excuse me? Have you ever been in a custody matter, Governor DeWine? Probably not, because you don't care about children. You don't even know what they're going through. When someone's in a custody battle, either party normally hates each other. They're not getting along, and you're going to ask them to do what's in the best interest of the child. So that's why I'm fired up, is because you do not mess with my children. And yes, my husband is amazing. He is so, so supportive. But yes, he would have done the dots on the floor. He would have done the little sign. But I don't promote sickness in my business. If you come in and you're sick, you better believe I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to lay hands on you, and we're going to believe. Just like Ricky, I love your story. Yay, Jesus. Amen. Praise God for Ricky's wife, who stood in and intervened in the other person that you named. I'm sorry, I didn't write their name down.
Yeah, that's all right.
Because we have to. You guys, we're two or more gathered. What does the word say?
We're He's in the middle.
More gathered.
Yes, sir.
There is Jesus. And Jesus is the ultimate healer. Not the doctors, not the vaccination, not the mask, nothing. Jesus is the ultimate healer. And he also has, he also wants to prosper your business. You guys, we have had so much pouring out.
Amen.
The people in Granville, it cracks me up how frustrated the ones who do not care for us are. Like, why are they still in business? What is going on with them out there? We're still in business because I serve Jesus, not man.
Amen. So Sabrina, folks, this is, she got some energy, doesn't she? She hasn't even had coffee yet. So Sabrina, you're hearing from the health department. You're hearing from the city manager. You got to shut down. If you don't shut down, $150 per day, yada, 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 yada. And you just kept going.
Yes. We had phone calls every day. We had the health department. We had OSHA. Okay, get this. OSHA was called. So we did a little bit of an investigation on OSHA because I think it's funny that OSHA was called. I'm like, what the heck is OSHA calling me for? Well, whoever called OSHA made it known that they do not want their identity to be put out there. And they were calling because I was harming people. It's all about the fact that I'm harming people. I'm like, don't come in. If I'm harming you, don't come in. And they were irritated. When I say they, the citizens of Granville were irritated because they could not come in and eat a good burger. In my opinion, I think they're just irritated because they can't come in and eat my good burgers, which I said you could come in. They could, you know, do curbside pickup. I don't care. I'll serve you. But you didn't want to come in. That's your choice. We're all about choices around here, right, Coach Dave?
That's right. My body, my choice. That's right.
Hey. I mean, seriously, when the tables are turned, look what they do. They just get so fired up and they're throwing a fit. They're acting like 2-year-old little children, and they throw a fit. Now, so we had the health department called on us. We had the police. Oh my gosh, the police called on us. And honestly, when it all really started was back in December, when my husband and I bought a second business and no one knew it was for sale. So we bought a second business in Granville, in the town of Granville, which I recently just found out by our village manager. He can see our business from his office, which I'm sure really irritates him. So they were really fired up with us. Yes, we decided to stand against them. And listen, I know I laugh and joke, and I know I'm passionate, and I'm not here to buck authority. I am here to make sure that people understand what their right is. And what their right is the kingdom of God. And we know the prayer, of your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And in heaven, there's no sickness. In heaven, there's none of this tyranny. And I mean, God is the God who gives us choices. He gives us freedom. He loves us and he wants for us to love him.
Okay. Okay, Katrina. All right, Sabrina, come on now. What about the snowflake Christians? Did they come running to your support, Sabrina? How did that go?
So, you know, first of all, I don't really know who the snowflake Christians are. I would say that you're either for Christ or you're against him. Every day when you wake up, you are either running toward the kingdom of light or you're running towards the kingdom of darkness. And I would say people don't want to get involved. You know, if you are someone who's loud, they don't want to get involved because they are scared. And I can understand being in a position where you're afraid. And so we had support from people who would email us and they would call us. And we had support from people like you who were very loud about it, who were very thankful for it. And so to me, I would say if you're a Christian and you're afraid right now, you need to understand what the word says. The word says to not be afraid over 365 times. And you've got to step out. You've got to have faith. And we have to as Christians band together. This is really a time where you've got to figure out where your faith is. And so we have people from all walks of life. We have people who are not Christians that come in. We have people who are gay that come in. We have people who are atheists who come in. We have people from all walks of life because you know why? Because this is not about what your title is or what you call yourself. This is about freedom. This is about we live in America. We have freedoms and we have choices and we have rights for a reason.
So Sabrina, you never closed your doors. You never forced people to wear masks and they never did a daggone thing to you. Is that right?
Never did a daggone thing. That's right, Coach Dave. That's right. They couldn't.
Folks, are you listening? Roger, come on in. You must have a comment on this one.
Oh, first of all, I want to get up.
He's an attorney, Sabrina. So I give you fair warning. He's an attorney. Go, Roger.
First of all, I want to make sure, do you have a good mint chocolate chip?
Yes. Well, we have soft serve. So, but yes, I have a really good mint chocolate chip that's a soft serve.
They do.
Great. All right. Hey, real quick, talk to me a little bit about the Christian support. Did you have your own church support? Did you have a pastor support? Tell me a little bit about, and I'd love to know where you worship at, if you're comfortable sharing, but
yes.
share a little bit of the Christian community support or lack thereof.
Yeah. You know what? We attend a great church. It's called Faith Life Church. It's off of Beach Road in New Albany. If you're close, you guys, Pastor Gary and Pastor Drenda Cassie, you may know them from Fixing the Money Thing. We've been attending there for 5 years. And yes, our church family has been amazing. I am so grateful for our church family. You guys, I think that's the other reason Granville was so shocked is because they thought that they could shut us down because they thought that my business was ran from Granvillians and Denison. And Granvillians and Denison are liberal as can be, okay? They are not my supporters because they don't care about Christ. And they don't like my Christian music playing outside. They don't like that I pray for people. Well, little did they know that my community is large. I do not just walk the streets of Granville and pray. I pray everywhere I go. I talk to people everywhere I go. And our church family is amazing. They are so, so kind. And our pastors are the ones literally that gave my husband and I the voice.
So Sabrina, let me stop you there a second, because one of the things we haven't said is Christians came from all over Ohio support you, right? To buy ice cream and hamburgers and French fries, right?
Yes. Like to the point at times I wanted to cry because I could actually cry thinking about it now because you guys, it takes a lot for a business to stand up against this because this is our livelihood. I don't get paid $113,000 a year like our village manager does in the small town of Granville. He's still got a paycheck while he sat on a Zoom call and scratched his behind on camera. I don't get paid to literally sit behind a Zoom call for a year, for 2020. This is what these politicians did and these elected officials did. They sat behind a camera on a Zoom call and got paid. I have to get up. My husband has to get up. We have to go to work every single day. That we are entrepreneurs. There's nowhere in the entrepreneur guidebook does it say that you get a paycheck from the elected officials. No, the managers weren't paying my bills. I'm paying my bills. And so our church family, our supporters from afar, were the ones that kept us in business. First and foremost, God. and then him bringing people to us. And I am so thankful that for that. And I'm so grateful. And to business owners on here, if you are pleasing man, it will run out. But if you are pleasing the Lord, it will never run out. Never.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Will always supply.
Michelle in South Africa, believe it or not. Come on in, Michelle.
Morning, Coach. Morning, Deem. Hi, Sabrina. How did you get to your name? I'm not from America, so I wouldn't know. How did you come up with knuckleheads? That is so cool.
Oh, great question, Michelle. I love your accent, too. Okay, so I used to actually work at this place when I was a teenager, and my husband and I met there. So I have a lot of sentimental reason why I love knuckleheads, but the name came about from the owner that I worked for when I worked there. He had a son. And his son had some friends, and he would always call them knuckleheads. And so that's how the name came about, is from the owner. He changed the name to knuckleheads because of his son and his friends.
So you used to work there as a teenager, and you met Jake there.
I did. I cooked him a burger, and he married me. We have the greatest burgers ever.
Amen. Amen. Come on in, Reggie.
Good morning, Sabrina. Thank you for coming on. I want to just rave about your burgers. Also, I want to tell you, my husband said, please tell Sabrina, you are an amazing supporter of the military, because he's still military. So, but I also want to just tell you, if you ever need somebody in your corner again, when they try to close you down, we're there. We believe that Christians should be putting their name in the hat for politics. And I've been on your Facebook, and I like to
Only that, Reggie, Sabrina is running for the Central Committee. I'll let her talk
about that. My husband's running for the Board of Trustees here, and I'm going to go for the school board. So I just, yay, Sabrina.
Yeah. Talk about that a minute, Sabrina, our need to get politically involved.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So first of all, Reggie, thank you so much. I see you flying all over my posts all the time, and I just am so glad to put a face with a name. You are just a ball of joy and a ball of truth, and God is so pleased with you, and he loves you, and he cares for you. And if there's anything I can pray for you about, you let me know. And I'm forever grateful for our military, forever grateful. And if you all do not think right now that our military is not under attack, you better think again, because they are trying to infiltrate our military as well. And we have good men and women in there who are fighting for our constitutional right, and the enemy is trying to tear that down. So please pray for our military. So yes, Reggie, I'm so proud of you guys for running. Coach Dave, just cut me off if you need to. It is so important. If I can encourage you in any way who's listening, you guys have got to get involved in your city councils and your school boards, state central committee, local central committee. You guys, these positions, it doesn't matter if it says there's a Republican in there or not. It doesn't matter if it's an R or D anymore. There are a ton of rhinos out there right now who literally have been using their voice for us in a demonic way.
Folks, Sabrina, let me stop you a second, because folks, for those of you who are aware, maybe aren't aware, my local state representative, Larry Householder, was Speaker of the House, and they just booted him out. And so that's an open position. So I called somebody to find out what's going on with this open position. Well, this open position in our district is going to be filled by the elected officials in Columbus. We don't get to pick right now. It's crazy, isn't it, Sabrina?
It's awful. You guys, they have systems right now, all these systems. Like, I'm learning so much right now about the government. And, you know, I didn't like government in high school. You guys, this is not my expertise, but I'm telling you, anyone can do this. If I can do this, you can do this. It's so complicated because they want it that way. The enemy brings confusion and complication. Jesus is simple. You guys, there is law and order for a reason.
Truth.
And yes. You guys, it is so vital. You have to. Now, listen, here's the thing. It doesn't matter what state you're in. This is what I wanted to come on and say. So thank you for giving me the opportunity, Coach Dave. I can't thank you enough. You have to. It doesn't matter what state you're in. You have to email and call your elected officials. You have to. You got to find. You got to ask the tough questions right now. Are you pro-choice or pro-life? Easy. That's a simple questions. Republicans are not answering. You know why? Because they're pro-choice.
Yep.
Republicans. People who we thought President Trump gave us such an opportunity to go into our communities and find out who the swamp was.
Amen. Amen.
Sabrina. He's given us the opportunity. Just because he's not in office right now doesn't mean that we stop asking questions. So pro-life or pro-choice. And I say, you email them, because email, when they respond back to you, is in writing. Do you know one of the reasons the village manager and the mayor are so upset with me is because I have everything in writing from them. I will try not to cuss. Such jerks, such donkey responses, rude as rude can be. And not only that, if you're in Licking County, old Jay Jots, the same thing. He just went in and deleted all of his comments because they were so rude and so nasty. He got caught. He did not apologize until I asked him, did you delete these comments? Then he, well, he didn't even really apologize, but I'll talk about that later. But anyway, you've got to email them. Pro-life, pro-choice. Are you pro-military? Not, and pro-police. Not difficult questions, but important questions. Do you believe in what Governor DeWine did in 2020? Simple question. It's either yes or no. Do you know how many, like, literally wishy-washy answers I get? Well, I think he did it. No. It's either do you believe in what he did, or do you not believe in what he did?
Because okay, Sabrina, let me jump in here a second, folks. I'm going to coach him up a little bit. Folks, pro-life today means really pro-choice with exceptions. In other words, if somebody tells you they're pro-life, they're not. They're pro-choice with exceptions, right? So listen, the question to ask your elected official, are you anti-abortion?
Yes.
Are you anti-abortion? Don't let them hide behind that pro-life label. You know, that's a bunch of malarkey.
Yeah, because they believe that first trimester that you can have a Republican exceptions. Right now believes
exceptions. That's
that
right.
In the first trimester, it's okay to have an abortion. So when you ask them if they're pro-life, in their mind, in their demonic twisted mind, they say, oh yeah. And then they'll go on to say, you know, first trimester, da, 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 da. No. That's not what we're talking about. We are talking about conception. So
okay, real quick,
that's good. Okay. So then you also are asking them about Governor DeWine, and you're also asking, this is crucial. What did you do during 2020? What did you do? Did you sit behind your Zoom call? Did you sit in your home? What did you do? Please show me. And then you ask them, show me. Show me where you emailed Governor DeWine. Show me where you went out into your community. Show me where you went to those businesses.
Show me the legislation that you introduced to rein in the governor, right?
Thank you. They're not out supporting businesses. They're not out fighting for us. They literally are collecting a paycheck. Now, some of these positions are volunteer, but you have to understand, just because it's a volunteer position, ask yourself, why are they in a volunteer position for 30 or 40 years?
Amen.
And they're living a pretty high life?
Okay. Ohio Brett, come on in there.
Hey, Sabrina, good morning. Ohio Brett here.
Where's your red coat?
Hey, I got to get that bad boy on again. Well, Coach Dave and I got that red coat together. But Sabrina, thank you so much for praying over us after our honk and wave. And we just want to encourage you with everything you're doing. And everybody who's on this call, all 88 counties in Ohio, and anybody who drives right through 161, don't pass by. Get off the exit and go to Knuckleheads.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Amen, Brett.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brett. So, Sabrina, let's. You're going to run for a central committee. Hey, Sabrina, can I tell you the truth? A lot of these people don't even know what that is.
Yeah, they don't. And you know what? It's okay. I didn't know what it was either. You guys, this is the other thing, is don't be nervous if you don't know what things are. Just ask questions. You know, these politicians and these elected officials talk to you like you're stupid. Now, that's not very kind. Do you think it's kind for them when you're coming and asking them questions because you're awake? Your eyes have been opened, right? The veil has been lifted for us. And they want to make it sound like we're so stupid, and we're not. What happened was, is we trusted them. Have you ever read about the shrewd manager? Coach Dave, go in and read the shrewd manager, okay?
Yep.
Read about the shrewd manager and what happened. He is a wicked, wicked person in the parable. And we are seeing this played out time and time again with these officials. So the State Central Committee is literally, what I'm told and what I do honestly believe too, is a very vital position in your state. It is where 66 members, which is 33 women and 33 men, come together, and their voices for your state. And they are the ones who vet and go out and see who is going to be someone that they're going to endorse.
They pick the candidates, right? Yes. They pick the endorsed candidates.
Yes, they endorse who they believe will win. And that is where the money goes. And Everyone wants to talk about money right now. But if you are a Christian, you serve a God who owns it all. So don't worry about the money. Go out and get your voices together and find out who your central committee members are. If you're in Ohio, I have a 3-ring binder that I carry with me all the time. Just email me, call me, or text me, and I will send you the information and I'll send you questions.
That's the ultimate good old boy network, isn't it, Sabrina? The central committee.
Yes.
They make all the choices, all the decisions. It's critically. By the way, folks, whatever precinct you're in, wherever you are in Ohio, whatever country, whatever state you're in, they all have central committees. These are for normal people like you and me to be able to occupy these spots. And actually, a lot of them, nobody even runs for them. So they may have a position where there are 20 people on a central committee and only 15 people even run. So that's be a good spot that you'd be able to snag as well. Hey, Sabrina, I got a lot of folks want to talk to you. Let's get them in here real quick. Let's go to Randy in Oklahoma. Come on in, Randy. He has to unmute himself here a second.
I wasn't aware my hand was up there, Coach.
Okay, go ahead, Randy.
So you're saying that, so it is the central committee is for the party. That's typical. Most states have the party has a committee for the two parties. It's kind of a rigged deal because they've set it up unofficially where there's two parties, and if you try to get outside of that party or the other party, you're going to be ostracized, and you're really not going to have an effect. Right. I might point out just one note, so they say 33 women, 33 men on the county committee. So why not, 12 Latinos and 12 Blacks?
And trannies. We need some trannies in there, RJ. We need some trannies.
Yeah, where's the justice?
Yep. Amen. Good talk here, RJ. Come on in, Randy.
Yeah, Coach, there's two Randys.
I got you, man.
In Oklahoma, too. But, hey, I want to say this. And this lady here is a perfect example, Coach, of what you've been trying to push, what we all are trying to get established. Look, she is full of the truth. She has light. She has a voice. She's a business owner. Listen, this is authority in action. It's not just a bunch of power like the left.
Yep.
Hey, Coach, look at this. Wherever we go and do and be and are, we establish justice and righteousness.
We walk in his authority, don't we, Randy?
Coach, that's why God is putting us in these positions. Look, wherever we establish justice and righteousness, what does the word say? That is what God builds his throne on. That is where he is. He is ruling and reigning when we establish justice and righteousness.
Amen.
So, folks,
wait a minute. You mean we just can't let the devil's kids rule everything, Randy, and expect it to be righteous and justice?
This kingdom thing, Coach, it works when we work. When we are and we're action people, this thing works. God's light is so much more powerful than darkness.
Amen.
This
is cool. Good for you, Sabrina. I applaud you, sister.
God bless. Thanks, Randy.
Thank you so much. I love what you said too, Randy, is that we do have the authority. It is, you guys, God has given us the authority because of him sending his son. And
delegated authority.
Delegated it, yes. I was asking the Lord in worship recently. I'm like, what? Why would anyone want to try to steal businesses? I do not understand this for the life of me. Why would they want to shut businesses down when we have built this country off of small businesses? And the Lord said to me, Sabrina, it was a gift to you, just like America was a gift, and just like Jesus, my son, was a gift. And the enemy always wants to steal our gifts.
Wow.
And if we do not rise up and we do not stop this, you guys, this is our time. This is what we're here
Amen.
To do. And we, the church has done a very big injustice for us because I grew up underneath the teaching that if someone didn't like me, I must be doing something wrong. I wasn't Jesus enough for them. And that is not the truth.
Amen.
I love my pastor that I was growing Amen. Up with very much. But just because someone doesn't like you or doesn't care for you does not mean that you're not Jesus enough for them. That is absurd. It's ridiculous.
No, it means you're too much Jesus for them, Sabrina. You're too much truth for them. That's why they don't like you. Oh, we got that one backwards. Let me get Mark. Come on in, Mark. Then Myra.
Hey, Sabrina, bless you. I'm a Thank humble you. Hillbilly from Virginia, but I got a piece of my heart up there in Thornville, Ohio.
Amen,
oh,
brother.
Yeah, great.
All right, so I want to say thank you for what you've done, but what you are saying and what you are teaching, I think that I'm going to give you a challenge. Is you need to be on more of these shows.
Oh, yep.
You need to do a little tour of some of Coach Day's friends. You need to be on some of Reggie's shows, and we got people in the queue that do shows. But there's business owners that don't know what you're doing, Sabrina.
Okay,
you are part of the key of our future. You have Jesus in you.
Amen. Boldness.
All right, so
boldness. Right?
Be bold.
Listen,
be bold.
I don't
people
know where
how
the
to...
shows are. I don't know where they are, and I don't really know
That's
how to
okay.
get connected.
Look,
so
look,
you just
people,
let me know.
People,
we'll get you connected to it.
You've trained people on how to make your wonderful burgers. Now you're connected with Coach, and now you got a bigger burger to serve.
You sure do.
I'm in.
Well said, Mark. God bless you, Mark. Myra, come on in.
Good morning, Saints. How are you?
God bless you.
Sabrina, you're beautiful. I love you, my sister. And I got a verse for you. Matthew 5:10-12. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for
theirs is the
kingdom
of
heaven.
Bless you, Myra.
Thank you so much, Myra. Thank you. God bless you.
Jesus, sweetheart. We got the best audience in the world. We're not an audience. We're a team. We're a team. Okay,
yeah.
We're a team. Come on in, Rochelle, out of Florida, and then Jeff from Mount Vernon. Go ahead.
Good morning, team. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for coming on. I love your spirit. That's a great sign you've got out there as well. You're living out the book of Acts right now, it feels like. And thank you for being an example of this is if Jesus was alive running a burger joint right now, this is what it would look like, people. And I'm so jealous of your church. This is my church, Coach Dave Live. I'm so jealous of your church.
They have an online campus, so. And they are all you guys check them out online. It is awesome, awesome teaching. We have online campuses. It's faithlifechurch.org. Jump on at least give yourself a few teachings from Pastor Gary and Pastor Drenda. I promise you will be hooked. It is so much biblical truth. The last on Sunday, oh, you guys got to go listen to Sunday's messages, because I'm telling you right now, he gave a word about what is happening in this month. This month is not Pride Month. This is every month is for Jesus. Every day is for Jesus. And I'm telling you, more pastors need to stand up against this disgusting pride agenda. It's absolutely ridiculous.
By the way, I wasn't going to say this. Hang on, Jeff, get you right in here. I know that, how about this, folks? There's a gay pride parade in Granville, Ohio, where Sabrina's business is, folks, on Saturday night. I wonder where they're going to end up. That parade runs from 5 until 7 in Grand. I'm talking to my local peeps here, right? 5 to 7, this little parade in Granville, Ohio. And you can bet there's a bullseye on knuckleheads. That's all I'm going to say about it. Come on in, That's, Jeff.
Wait, faithlifechurch.org?
Faithlifechurch.org.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Come on in. Hey, Jeff, by the way, I was going to stop by and see you yesterday. Went up and I saw Ricky, but we just ran late and I didn't get a chance to swing by. So come on in.
That's all right. Seeing Ricky's more important than seeing me.
Oh, yeah. He lit up, man. He lit up.
He was excited when I told him he was going to be stopping sometime.
Yep.
Brandon, we came down about a month ago. You were off on a Friday night. We're in Mount Vernon. But it was great because Coach told us about the place. So we took a little picture of the building. I sent to Coach. I said, guess where we are? He said, knuckleheads. But you know, we went out there and ate our burgers out there at the tables. And I told Mary Jane, I looked at her. I said, listen. She's playing Christian music over the speakers out here. And the people are all just sitting around, happy to be there. It's a nice little place. So, and we talked about Saturday night going to that Bikers Church in Zanesville, Coach.
Yeah.
I think I know where we'll go now.
We'd love to have you. Amen. Thank you for coming in, you guys. I really appreciate it. And listen, you guys, the Lord has brought us a lot of new people. And so I just want you to know, if there's something that you see or something that, you know, if your order isn't right, I think people sometimes also think that just because Jake and I are out here doing our thing, that everything's perfect all the time. You guys, we have things that happen as well. Everybody has stuff every single day. And so if there's something that you're like, you know, we have a taco salad issue right now because there was something that wasn't right with the taco salad, just private message me and, you know, give me a message and say, hey, we were there. This is what we observed. This is what we think needs to be done, because we do have newbies. Okay. So I am really okay with you letting me know if there's something that.
Hey folks, listen, you
I'm
show
not okay with you complaining.
You show up at Knuckleheads noon to 5 days a week. Sabrina's cooking your hamburger. She's the one cooking
your
hamburger.
Hey, I've been out for like 2 weeks. The Lord has brought me some amazing, amazing people.
Good. All right. Well, good, good. Come on in, Vinny from Brooklyn, then Larry, and then Alan. Go ahead, Vinny.
Hey, Brooklyn. Sabrina, good morning. Lovely to see you here today.
Good morning.
There's a line that I type in here all the time. It's stand and win everything. I want you guys from this day forth, remember every time I type that line, remember Sabrina, because that she exemplifies that line.
They stood and they've won everything, man. Thank They're winning, you. Man. They Thank just you. Keep winning. This is what winning looks like. Isn't that what Rocky said? That's what winning looks like. I think so.
Hey, thank you. Coach Dave, this is what Jesus looks like right here. If you Amen. Are not going to trade places with someone, don't take advice from them. Listen, I would not trade places with Governor DeWine, my village manager, and Governor DeWine has way more money than I have, and I would never trade places with that man.
Yeah, that's
if
right.
if you're not going to trade places with someone, don't take advice from them. And the science, oh, don't even get me started on those doctors.
Yeah, oh boy. Come on in, Larry, then Alan.
Yeah, well, congratulations, Sabrina. I tell you, standing for what's right, it's not easy all the time, but it's what's right.
It's what's right.
I just want to change the subject for just a quick second. Folks, you guys know the situation I went through with my home a couple of years ago and all. And the water's been going down the river under the bridge. And today I go to the federal building in Florence. In fact, I need to leave in a couple of minutes. I go to the federal building in Florence and I file my RICO complaint against the cabal that tried to steal my house.
Amen, Larry. God bless you. Lord, be with Larry, Lord. Order his steps, direct his path, Lord. We thank you that he dwells in the secret place of the Most High and abides under the shadow of the Almighty. Lord, we pray for perfect healing, perfect completed healing for Gail, Lord, and that you'll bear every burden that Larry has in Jesus' name. Amen, Larry.
Amen.
Go get him, Larry. Amen. Go get him, Larry. Come on in, Alan.
Hey, Coach, you say she's in Greenville.
Granville, G-R-A-N, Granville.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I thought you said Greenville.
Yeah, Greenville. Yeah, Greenville's clear out there to the west a little bit. She's at where Denison University is, where Michael Eisner, Disney CEO, went to school.
Because we're going to be in Greenville not too far in the future. We're going to be up there.
Well, hey, 2.5-hour drive to get an ice cream cone. I don't know what could you ask for, right?
Yeah, we'll have to do it, man. We'll have to do it.
I have to do it.
I appreciate your stand, Sabrina. You keep standing strong. We'll be praying for you and standing with you.
Thank you.
Hey, Jeff, Spencer, pull up my Facebook page real quick. I want to show some. I stole this picture, by the way, off of Jake Warner's Facebook page this morning. Jake's her husband. They're in this together. And so I found this wonderful Facebook picture. I don't know if, Sabrina, I'm looking at my screen. My screen looks different than yours. Let me know when it's up there. There it is. Click on that thing for me, Spence, if you can. This is the Warners, right, folks? They're talking about abortion, baby, still a baby, still a baby, still a baby. You know, listen, I want you to know this about Jake and Sabrina. They got a lot of businesses, a lot of stuff like that. These folks are Jesus folks 24 hours a day. They see every business they have, everything they do as an advancement of the kingdom of God.
Amen. Praise God.
How many businesses do you have, Sabrina?
We have about 7.
7. Jesus was an entrepreneur, wasn't he, huh?
Jesus is so good. And I'll tell you, Coach Dave, that picture, you guys, if you do nothing else with the rest of your days, you better fight for these children. You better fight for these children, and shame on us if we don't. It is so vital.
It is vital, man. Huh? He's the Lord said it'd be better if you put a millstone around your neck and throw you into the deepest part of the ocean to allow these little babies to continue to be murdered. Yes. Help. And the trafficking. Reggie's into the trafficking. Others are into the way we treat our children says everything you need to know about what kind of people we are. Right?
That's right. That's right. You better do it for these babies.
So, Sabrina, we got Vinny, did you want to get back in here? You're throwing your hand still up, brother, or did you just forget to take it down? Just it doesn't matter. Okay, so Sabrina, where the heck is Knuckleheads? If I live in Columbus, if I live in Cambridge, if I wanted to come and buy one of your best ever hamburgers, how do I get there, Sabrina? How do I support you? By the way, we've got you.
Not only am I not the greatest at spelling, but directions are really challenging for me as well. So it's put it in your GPS, 470 South Main Street. We are in between Zanesville and New Albany. We're like there's New Albany, Johnstown, Alexandria, Granville. Then there's Granville, Newark, Heath, I think a few other towns, and then Zanesville. So we're in the middle, and we do have a little bit of road construction going on right now. But I'll tell you, we literally have had people just pouring in. So put it in your GPS, 470 South Main. When you pull in, it's a grocery store, and we're not in the grocery store. We're actually to the left of the grocery store.
Folks, this is important. Now hear this, because the where Knucklehead sits is a little bit hard to find if you don't know what you're looking for. So when you pull in, there's a grocery, it's not an IGA, it used to be an IGA, but there's a grocery store there. Sabrina's to the left. Knucklehead sits right to the left. But you won't, if you just pull in, you may not see it because it's tucked back a little bit, all right?
It is tucked back. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. But your nose, follow your nose. The smell is amazing.
Yeah, it is. The smell is amazing. Sabrina, how else can we help you? Because you're one of the heroes, heroines, I guess would be the word. How can we help you, dear?
Well, I want to tell you this quote, and then I'll give you a few things to do. History books are made because the victors recorded the battle. History books are made because the victors recorded the battle. You guys, we are in a battle right now. And the biggest thing that you can do is you can get involved. Do not wait for a vote, an election to come around. Get involved in your school boards. You guys, right now, the school boards. Okay, let's talk about children. Your school is out for the summer right now. If you are going to send your children back to school, I can guarantee you the school boards are meeting right now. They're meeting on this critical race theory. They're meeting on mask mandates. They're meeting on transgender agendas. They're meeting on your the sex ed that's coming into your school. You guys, it is awful the things that they are bringing down the pipeline. You must get on your school board councils. You must get inside your city councils. You must show up at the meetings. You must email. The biggest thing that I'm hearing right now is that some of these committees do have Christian conservatives on them, and they have a gun, but there's no ammunition inside the gun. That's because the ammunition is us. We have to use our voice. If they're going to come in and speak for us, they need to know what to say. They can't just say, well, some people, they've got to have emails. They've got to have proof that the community does not agree with the devil's agenda. They have to have proof that we are out here using our voices to say, we will not tolerate this anymore. So you must go to your city councils. You must go to your school board. The other thing that you can do is like pages. If you are endorsing someone, like their photos, share their photos, comment, because the way that Facebook and social media works is the more you comment on it, the more it gets pushed up the ladder. And so it's really important, like when Coach Dave is putting things out there, you got to share it, you got to comment. You can't just scroll on by. You've got to share it, you've got to comment.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Let me tell you something, Sabrina. You guys have been you've been a great encouragement. You know, people have watched you from afar. I learned this, Sabrina. I got a few bruises and black eyes in this cultural war. And I want you to know that there are those out there who don't have the courage to do what you do, but they appreciate you. They understand. They pray for you. Right. Just know by the multiply, if we could roll back the clouds and look and see what do you say? There are far more for us than there are against us.
Amen.
So you be encouraged, and we stand. We're an army, Sabrina. We're an army, and we stand ready, willing, and able to come to your defense whenever that might be. So God bless you. Say, God bless Jake. Thank him for all he does. Thank you guys for the beacon of light that you've been. And I'm going to get you on some more shows. All right, dear?
Thank you. Thank you so much, Coach Dave. Thank you.
Stay with us here a second, folks.
I will.
God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.